Good morning. It's Mitch Gaynor from Glasshouse Country Millennium News and The Sentinel. It's great to be back for another week. We've got a huge roundup of news from across the week up at Glasshouse Country. We're focused on Dana Dedley-Cool, who is over in the US at the moment preparing for the bout of his life, the biggest bout of his life. He's fighting in the US for the first time on the Mike Tyson Jake Paul undercard. So we're all rooting for him. We can't wait to see him fight next November 15, it'll be November 16 in Australia. So we're going to keep an eye out on that. It's going to be a big story and we're really excited for him as well. We've got a story about the Glasshouse Country. Glasshouse Mountains community has launched a new initiative to stamp out increasing levels of vandalism in the area. It's been a scourge that's sort of taken root, especially over the last year. So we're looking at what's happening there. We're also doing a feature, a profile on our former Glasshouse Christian College Ducks, Ariana Dooland, who you may well know is the new member for Pumicestone after defeating Ali King at the state election last week. So that's a really great first. She's 22 years old. It's a great story. So have a look out for that one as well. Over at the Sentinel, heaps of stories as well. We've got the Save Somerset. This push to cancel the proposed battery energy storage system is really taking flight, you might say. There's a lot of pushback against the proposal, and we talked to some of the people there about their main concerns with that BESS system, as they call it. So we talked to them. We're also targeting the issues of youth crime, which, as we know, it's one of the pillars of the new Crisafulli government's issues they're trying to attack there. So we look at what's happening in the Somerset and Moreton Bay area. On a lighter note, we were out and about on the weekend at the Caboolture Feasts and Beasts. Great pictures to come from there, as well as Halloween. It might seem like a while ago, and I think a few got rained out, but we were out there taking photos of kids enjoying their trick-and-treating, and there's some really bright, colourful, fun pics there as well. So heaps going on, heaps of interesting news and social activities. Keeping a lookout across the Somerset and Moreton Bay region for those papers coming out this Wednesday. This is Mitch on 101.5. Talk next week. Bye.